And welcome back to Rosie on the House as we've got our lead up to the holiday special edition of Rosie on the House.
You know, you guys get a little break during the break. My phone seemed to be busier during breaks. I don't know.
Yeah, so. You've been fielding a lot of calls in there.
I have. I've gotten a couple requests for the calendars, Romy. Again, people who don't have any computer access are very excited about it, as well as people who do. So there's just a good range of people wanting those.
Yeah, if you don't have a computer to send us an email, you know, you can always call your kid and have them, you know, email your address for us.
Or they can call us at the office. Yeah.
We'll write it down.
This number all week. Or I've even gotten handwritten notes in envelopes. Please send me a calendar. So those are really sweet. I haven't gotten handwritten letters in a long time. But I just...
What you'll do with the calendars, when you get it, it has all your monthly to-dos. And you tune into Rosie on the House on Saturdays, and we'll talk through each Saturday. We'll cover different to-dos. So you'll know how to do them yourself, and we'll do our best to provide you with the best local resource if you need tools or items or materials to get those. You know, through our e-store, we'll try and fulfill those at a cost savings to you, the homeowner. And
we'll get our Rosie on the House listeners in ship shape, won't we?
So when do we get to do our to-do list? So they can leave the house in good shape and go enjoy the great state of Arizona.
Well, we're going to have to find another day off besides Saturday if we're going to get our to-do's list.
That's right.
Hey, John called Romy, and he said...
John who?
Well, just John.
John Junker?
It's a different John, and he spells his name like my grandpa, J-O-N.
Oh, okay.
And he just said, tell Romy that he's not tired of hearing you talk about APS and don't stop. So I think he's wanting some resolution here, too.
Well, I think we're...
We're on it, John.
I think Mr. Mundell may have unlocked the key here. We'll see. All right. We've got a special guest here in the studio this morning.
So how long till we see Mundell's name on the next voting ballot for something?
Oh, I'm sure he's going to run for the open seat on Corporation Flake. Commission. I hope he is.
On the commission,
We've got special guest in here this morning from Habitat for Humanity, Mrs. Sharon Logue. She's the Restore Procurement Manager. That's a big job, Ms. Sharon. Thanks a million for coming in and joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor. Congratulations on your 30 years.
Thank you.
Outstanding.
Thank you. You just get up, you know, and do something long enough, and pretty soon 30 years have gone by. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah. Right.
But you've been assigned a particular task at Habitat as it relates to the material in the store.
Correct.
What are you out for? What are you setting out for?
I started in April of this year to elevate the level of donations that we get in the restores. Sometimes when our drivers go out to pick up donations from private residents, maybe that soil couch isn't so special.
Right.
And it doesn't really have a home. So in April, I joined the team, and I have been making a lot of contacts and building relationships with corporations. I've been working with local hotels during their renovations, as well as just to create an overall awareness of the needs of higher quality donations for the restores.
And y'all have been kind of a clearinghouse. I was in there a couple times where hardware stores would have closed. And the entire inventory is sitting on your shelves. I mean, these are brand new Stanley tools and supplies and Red Devil caulk and all great stuff.
Well, we also have extended our inventory to include some purchase products as well. Like we have a wide assortment of paint, fresh paint that's there. All the, you know, the utensils that go with them. We have all the paintbrushes and everything. We've extended a relationship with Frigidaire, and we are now taking their scratch and dent appliances, and the restores are selling them at 50% off the MSRP price.
Wow.
Last week, we were able to secure 310 huge, just incredible designer rugs. And they're going to be offering those at all three of our stores.
That's what I wanted to talk about next. Now, Restore. Y'all have them all over the state. Now, you're in charge of the ones here in Maricopa County.
Correct. I'm with Habitat for Humanity, Central Arizona. And we have three restores, one in Peoria, one in Anthem, and then the one in Phoenix. We're excited that possibly next week we'll be able to announce the relaunch of our East Valley store. So we're working on that.
y'all had an East Valley store.
Correct, we did. And it was about 60,000 square feet, and we really didn't need that. So
that's
really,
big.
Yes, it was huge. So what we're working on now with the lease right now is about 25,000. It's going to be a lot more donor-friendly, and as far as drop-offs, it's got a great dock in the back of the building. So hopefully we'll be able to tie up all that negotiations, and we'll be able to launch that.
So you were talking about these area rugs that have come in. You were visiting with me earlier about one of the corporate sponsors you're kind of partnering with. I mean, the Phoenician Hotel just recently did a remodel.
Well, they did. And we were there, and we were the recipient of some of their furniture that they had cast, you know, that they were casting aside. So rather than have it go in the landfill, we take it to the store and we offer it. I was able to, as you know, most hotels are always taking a section of their living quarters, their sleeping rooms, and they're always renovating.
Right.
So we just finished 117 rooms with A-Loft. We did another remodel with La Quinta. So we had 143 rooms there. So then you're getting nightstands and nice lounge chairs and bedding, and we're just everything from lamps to desks to whatever, and we're spreading them over our all of our stores to offer them to everybody.
And the proceeds from the stores.
Right. The proceeds from the stores go to contribute to the cost of the building construction for the new homes. So we're all kind of interwoven together to make sure that we provide decent, affordable housing for people. That's what we do. That's what Habitat's big mission is. But the Restore helps that financial bump with the help of corporate sponsors. And then the Restores, we can be able to create a home rather than a house for other people.
People not familiar with Habitat often are mistaken that you're giving houses away for free.
Yeah, that is a misconception. When I started in April, I went through different departments to become familiar with all of the incredible services that they offer. But there's a really strong high criteria that the families are given. Families apply. They have to meet. They have to go through a background check. They have to provide evidence that they have enough money for the closing cost. They have to put in between 300 to 400 sweat equity hours, and they.
That's my favorite. The 300 to 400 sweat equity hours. And there's a lot of cases where it may not be all on their own home. They've got to put so much on another Habitat home. But that by itself deters anybody looking for a handout.
Well, and you know, we have the Restore. So a lot of those people that are waiting to get those hours booked in, you know, they're working at a Restore, they're helping. So they have skin in the game, and it's not a freebie. They do that. They have to attend a budget class with, you know, some of the classes so they know how to manage their money so that they're prepared for this new endeavor. And they also have to work really hard at working to fulfill our mission. And when they do that, then they qualify for a interest-free loan.
And the amount of time they retain those homes and the rate of foreclosure y'all have is so incredibly low.
2%.
And the retention is so high. I mean, it really is some families' first step up that rung of the American ladder.
Well, and I have always worked in my past. I have worked with a lot of homeless children in schools. This is that other connection for me, because if you notice that education, and if you feel that way, education is going to be the passport out for children out of this life of poverty. So the first thing that you need is a stable home life so that the kids aren't transient, so that they're not moving from school to school to school, that they can establish friendships, that they have a place where they can do their homework on a consistent basis rather than moving from motel to motel. So this is really a crucial part of creating independent, strong, and healthy relationships for families.
Habitat for Humanity. These are all the reasons the Romeros redirected our scattered approach to helping the community to a very focused approach. You are one of three that we support every single year. And if you don't, I tell people all the time, look, if you don't have the resources to contribute financially, go volunteer. You want to learn how to frame a house? You want to learn how to hang sheetrock? You want to learn how to tape and texture? You want to learn how to miter baseboards and put in casing and how to hang a door? You, talk about the volunteer opportunities to build these homes.
Well, we have incredible opportunities for people to work together, and that's part of the beauty of Habitat, is that it's not just building a house. It's building a home. It's bringing community leaders together, the corporations, all the organizations, and the volunteers, for everybody to pitch in so that a family can have that next opportunity to raise their life level.
I know bankers. I know entrepreneurs. I know attorneys who have been donating their time building these homes for decades.
And we also have a really strong need for help in the restores. So if you're not able to go out there and lift a hammer and swing some 2x4s, you can come to the restores. We have a lot of experience matters, and there's a lot of fine talent out there that may be retired that wants to come down and help us in the restores. It's a great opportunity, and we could certainly use it.
Okay, we were talking about your mission of upgrading the caliber of material on the floor there. You were telling me about
six 24-foot box trucks. We're full from Express Flooring. They have given us incredible flooring. It's on all of our three stores now. It's amazing.
So if you've got some kind of a flooring project going on right now, get to one of the three Habitats. And this isn't used. No. Six truckloads.
This is in the box. It's fresh. It's wrapped in plastic. And we have plenty for every room. It's not a small limited quantity. So we have plenty for everybody.
Just one example.
We just had a caller call in to let you know they were at El Tavar last week, and they're getting ready to redo that whole dining area. So there might be some things that you could scarf. Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
Road trip.
Let's go.
He's taking notes.
Road trip to El Tavar.
There's got to be some historic value in some of those things, you would think.
That'd be interesting to know.
What are they ripping out of there?
I have no idea.
He was talking about the dining room chairs and tables specifically, and I thought you'd probably have to have a pretty big house, but what a lovely statement they would make.
It would be great just to have those as a talking point piece of furniture in the house. Oh, that came from El Tavar. It's Ms. Sharon Logue, the Restore Procurement Manager for Habitat of Arizona, Central Arizona. And there are restores in Prescott. The Prescott chapter has one. There's a restore, at least one in Tucson, may even be two, I think. I'm not sure. Romy, are you familiar with how many restores they have in
14.
The state? They have 14
last
in the state.
Last time I checked.
Okay. So they're located wherever you're listening to us. There's probably one fairly close to you. We're talking in particular today about the stores in the Phoenix metro area. When was the last time you walked one of them?
I'm in them almost every day. And I go in all of them. I recently purchased a Sub-Zero fridge and freezer that was part of our deconstruct. We have a free deconstruct service that we provide. And the team had brought back a used Sub-Zero freezer and fridge. And mine was at home, had enough Band-Aids on it. So I bought that up. I bought each one of them for $900 each. And so I took that home. My husband's telling me to stay out of the stores because it's dangerous, because they're incredible, incredible treasures.
Talk just a minute. We've got about a minute to go here. Talk about the deconstruct service.
Okay.
What do y'all do?
If you were in the process of doing a remodeling, you can call us, and we have a free service where we will send our team leader, Randy, and he has a team of volunteers as well. They will come to your house. They'll work with you and your contractor on their time frame, and they'll deconstruct the cabinets, and we are then privileged to take the cabinets, the sinks, the bathtubs.
And what do y'all charge for that service?
We are free. It is a free service, and
we're
working
the
on
demo,
your time frame.
You're getting the demo done for free in your contractor's construction schedule.
Right, and carried away off the property on our truck, and there's no cleanup for you.
That's a win-win-win all the way around. The landfills win by not being overfilled. The future owner or whatever it is you're taking out is win. The proceeds from that is a win for the family building the next Habitat home. There's no loser in that deal.
And we build a great relationship with another subcontractor so that when he goes to the next job, he remembers, oh, let me call Habitat. They can do this dirty work for me, because we go in and we carefully take them apart so we can reconstruct them.
One of your contractors actually even recycles the concrete and the asphalt. How much more efficient can you get than that?